This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 433. Why IELTS wants you to watch soap operas. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn about a surprising topic on IELTS speaking about soap operas. Learn where they come from, what they are, and what you should be watching.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Oh, fantastic. Very good. Let's see. Just to give you guys some recommendations, stuff you could watch. The new show on Netflix called Glow, I'm obsessed with. I'm almost done with it. Have you heard of this?
Glow, I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of it.
It's based on, I didn't even know this, but in the 1980s, apparently, there was a show called GLOW, and it stands for Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, which sounds terrible. But it's a fictional show, based on a story like this, like what happened in the 1980s where these random women all from different backgrounds, different places were chosen to be on this ladies wrestling show.
It
is really cool, you guys. It's just on the same vein of media providing strong women stories, made by women, written by women, directed, starring a full female cast, which hasn't often been done. So it's from the same creators as Orange is the New Black.
Oh, interesting. Those guys are fantastic. Fantastic
so
writers. Yeah. I think TV is in kind of a renaissance now, isn't it? It's really coming back. And it's incredible, the creativity, especially because we have Netflix now and really good shows are being released only on Netflix or only on HBO, for example. There's just so much creativity in this space.
And these shows, you guys, they couldn't have existed before. There was no platform for them. Like HBO and Showtime, they started to do dramas like this, right? And maybe late 90s, like The Sopranos, right? But the opportunities to make these shows did not exist. So I think these are good examples of contemporary soap operas.
Yeah. So what is a soap opera and why do we want to know about it for the IELTS exam, Jessica? That's the key question.
That is the issue today, guys. So there are questions about soap operas on the exam, and I have found that a lot of students don't even know this term, soap opera. I feel like it's a very sort of American, it is an American term, but the type of show does exist in other countries, most notably Korea and Mexico.
Yeah.
Mexico is famous for their telenovelas. Those are soap operas.
Yes.
And also Korean soap operas that are hugely popular even with American millennials, which I don't get. But they do exist in other countries.
So, interesting.
Lindsay, where does the term soap opera come from?
Well, it actually comes from, surprisingly, it comes from soap. So this is interesting.
So funny.
So I'm digging in a little bit here, a bit more to this, a little research on where soap operas came from. And it turns out that I'm not sure if Procter & Gamble, the soap company, actually invented the soap opera, but I think they may have, because it says here, originally these serials were broadcast as 15-minute pieces, just chunks and daytime slots.
But then
it says in 1956, they started with As the World Turns and The Edge of Night, which were produced by Procter & Gamble Productions,
which is
the company that makes that soap. So it looks like what I'm guessing here happened is that Procter & Gamble said, hey, we need a place to advertise our soap. Let's put on a TV show that people who are going to make those decisions about products that are being bought, women around the house in the 50s, obviously,
right?
Would watch. Makes a lot of sense. So, it's content marketing.
Because traditionally, I mean, when I think soap opera, and what did you say? As the World Turns?
As the World Turns.
Like, that's like still on today, I think. Know. Like, it's just something that's always been on in the daytime. So when we think soap operas, we think daytime soaps, right? Because when, like, my mom used to watch all the daytime soaps on ABC. She would watch All My Children and General Hospital. So just because after school, I had to go to the business that my mom worked at. I ended up watching these shows with her. And during the summer, I'd have to be there every day. So I would watch these soap operas with her. So like, that's what I think of. But guys, that's, you know, that's a kind of antiquated definition of soap opera. Because nobody watches those these days. But like Lindsay said, when they came out in the 1950s, who was watching daytime TV?
Women.
Housewives. Right. And who did the shopping and the laundry? And yes, I hate this idea, but who did the women?
Made perfect sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really smart marketing, actually. Yeah.
It is. Like, this is a fascinating, like, sort of history of advertising. I like this.
Yeah.
And yeah. So what kinds of stories do you think soap operas are about?
I think they usually tend to be quite dramatic, right? And obviously they look for the human link, things that we would all feel that we'd resonate with as we watch the show. Maybe a little sad, a little bit drawn out, dramatic situations.
Very dramatic.
I'm thinking of like General Hospital, you know, these intense situations. And then the more recent ones like 90210, for example, which we'll talk about in a little bit, you know, where we have high school kids attending a new school in the West Coast, coming from the Midwest, all these changes that you go through as a teenager, you know?
Did you? So I didn't watch any of these ones. Oh. Like, Lindsay and I were sort of brainstorming, like, how could we broaden this definition of soap opera? What does it apply to today?
Yeah.
And just like when we were in high school, like 90210, Dawson's Creek, I think, but I never watched any of those.
Oh, I didn't watch Dawson's Creek, but I definitely watched 90210. I love that. Yeah, I used to love that show.
I'm so shocked.
Oh, come on. I loved it. It was fun. It was so fun. It was like, it was kind of more like in middle school when I was like, ooh, what's high school going to be like? I was so excited.
Oh my God,
and I got these images of kids in convertibles and palm trees, but high school wasn't like that. I was shocked.
Oh, heck no. Yeah, it's not, because like, also what's funny in these shows, guys, and you should definitely watch a couple episodes of the shows we're talking about today, because it would be amazing if in part two you're asked to describe a soap opera. First of all, you talk about the origins of the term soap opera and this comes from, and then you could talk about like, you watched a couple episodes of 90210 and what happened. It's really funny, like, it's so 90s. This is 90s America, the music, the clothes, they're hilarious.
Yeah. This is actually really important that we're talking about this today, guys, because again, as we've said before, if you're coming from another country, taking the IELTS exam, the term soap opera, you might not know what it means. And so you'd be completely stuck if this question came up on speaking part two. That's why this is where the culture piece comes in.
Hello, lovely listeners. If you are ready to learn the same strategies that just got our student Dat a 9 in listening and a 9 in speaking, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Yeah, and it has happened, guys. Students have been hung up on this question a lot. So again, that's why we're talking about this. And guys, we wouldn't recommend anything to you unless it was directly connected to what you need on the exam.
Always.
So you know that our motivation is to make your IELTS preparation as fun and motivating as possible. So take notes today, guys. Explore a few of these. Watch one episode from like every show we mention. Choose one that you like. Even if you think it's like funny, you can like it ironically. And just watch a few more episodes of it. Get to know the characters. And you could learn such amazing like slang and vocabulary as well to use all over the speaking exam.
Yes. Love that idea.
So I am not a soap opera person. But if we look at the definition of what a soap opera is, all it is a story that continues from week to week, right? And the characters experience like dramatic events in their lives.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, it like, it's not a narrow definition. It doesn't have to be these like sad daytime things where people fall in love and they die and they come back to life and like, it doesn't have to be that. So if I could recommend two things I would call a soap opera, they're both from Joss Whedon. We will, I'll spell all this out in the blog post for this episode, guys. Come back to IELTS.AllersEnglish.com, episode 433. So Joss Whedon, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Of course, this is something that I would recommend. I would consider it a soap opera, guys. It really is. Like, these characters do have like personal dramas and crazy stories that last whole season. Sometimes like the whole time of the show. And then also Firefly, which is amazing. Only one season, still has a huge cult following today. So
good recommendations. Wow. There's so much to choose from out there. It's incredible.
What would be the last show that you got into, Lindsay, that you would consider a soap opera?
Well, I think that the one that I'm into now, which everyone is into, is Orange is the New Black. Although,
oh, cool.
When I watch that, it feels heavy. It feels quite heavy, but it's also light in a certain way. It's funny, but it's sad. And it's just, it's interesting. It's human, again. Have you ever watched that one, Jessica?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I got out of it in the last season. How many seasons have there been? Three or four.
Yeah, maybe three.
Yeah, so I usually drop out of a show in the third season, across the board. Like, many series I've started, I just get bored in the third season. So, yeah. That is one I kind of dropped out of. I think because a few episodes in a row, it started to be more heavy than funny. And I was just like, oh, I can't deal with this right now. But I do want to get back into it.
Yeah. Orange is the New Black is the story of, well, it happens inside a women's minimum security prison. So it was when it came out, it was kind of a novel idea. Then you have all these knockoffs now that are coming out. You know, it's
a lot.
But it's like, the original. You know, this concept was brand new, as far as I know. It was brand new, especially in a women's prison. Like, just, you know.
That was the innovative part of this, was that that's what I remember listening to a lot of, think pieces on NPR about this when it came out. And this was the innovative part, was that it was a whole cast of women. Yeah. The men, any men that are in it, were secondary. And this really had not been done to this level of success before, to this level of quality before, to where like people look at a show and they're like, it's a great show, but it's about women, or it's a great show for women, something like that. No, it's just a great show.
Yeah,
like,
love that. Right. So it's good for everybody. Everybody enjoys it. It's not just for women because they're women in the primary cast.
Right.
I love it. Yeah, cool.
Exactly. Cool. So guys, definitely come back to the blog post for this episode. Again, this is episode, 433. Mm-hmm. And choose like three or four of these titles, guys. Explore. You can find them on Netflix. The old ones you can find on YouTube for sure. So definitely dive into this, because you could definitely see this in Speaking Part 2. And then have to elaborate on the perspective about these dramas and this social impact of some of these shows in Speaking Part 3. So this is a really important thing to include in your preparation.
Yeah, that's huge. You know, the important thing is knowing what topics might come up and having the background knowledge around them, guys. So you're not kind of blindsided by some random term like soap opera that comes up out of nowhere. What is that, right? No, you're going to get right to business answering that question if it comes up, because you'll be ready.
Exactly. And guys, I would love to hear what soap operas that you watched from today. You could come back to iTunes, leave a review for us, guys, and share the resource that you discovered through our podcast. Share your experience with other listeners and just let us know your opinion. Let us know how you found this useful.
Awesome. That would be fantastic. All right. Very good. Thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. This has been useful. Such an interesting topic. Now
so
I know where
fun.
Soap operas came from. I mean,
I know.
Yeah. So cool.
We learned something new today, too. All right, cool. Lindsay. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Have a good time. Talk to you soon.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.